We want to take a minute now to touch base with Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. He's director and founder of Gift of the Givers, the South African-based Muslim aid group that was on its way to rescue South African teacher Pierre Corky when he was killed along with American Luke Summers during that failed U.S. raid last weekend. Dr. Suleiman came so close. He's a Sufi Muslim, a pacifist branch of Islam that's condemned by al-Qaeda, but he'd got local tribal leaders to negotiate with the al-Qaeda operatives who held Pierre Corky. Reports say Corky was to be returned for a $200,000 ransom, money raised by Corky's wife Yolanda. But Dr. Suleiman says that money was only going to go to the tribal leaders and families of tribal leaders killed trying to negotiate his release. Ultimately, no money ever changed hands. During the U.S. raid, both Corky and Summers were killed by their al-Qaeda guards. Dr. Suleiman joins us from Johannesburg, South Africa. And Dr. Suleiman, our sympathies. I mean, we're imagining you are still reeling from this unbelievable intersection of a negotiation and a raid and the man you wanted to rescue dead.
It is extremely tragic, considering that within 12 hours, the man would have been freed.
Yeah.
It took 11 months of negotiation. The tribal leaders who went across to negotiate for us, some of them lost their lives through drone attacks. There was so much of difficulty and so much of hardship to get to the point which we reached. And my last words to the wife at 5:59 on Saturday morning was, Yolandi, the waiting is almost over. And 2 hours later, after all that effort, she gets a call to say, Pierre Corky has been shot, he's dead.
Mm. And yet she has said that she forgives the U.S. Do you?
I have no anger. You know, in a war situation, things go more wrong then we go right. You can plan as much as you want, but things always go wrong. Although I must say, South Africans are very angry. But from my own understanding, I don't think there was any other option. Because your government doesn't, or the American government doesn't negotiate. And that can be a bit of a problem.
This is why you, as a civilian group, you were negotiating with tribal leaders. You're the wife of the hostage, Mrs. Corky, back in South Africa, raised $200,000, which you had, through intermediaries, negotiated this ransom fee. You had that cash. The convoy was heading out to get him. You know that the U.S. and the South African governments both say that they will not negotiate with terrorists because they fear it will lead to more kidnappings. Do you think that should be changed?
The government is against the policy of paying ransom. I understand that very clearly. Because the more you pay, the more you encourage them to take more hostages, to pay more money. But from a practical human point of view, what happens? If my wife is captured by somebody, or my daughter is captured by somebody, am I going to say, I don't want anybody to negotiate, or I don't want anybody to pay a ransom? I want my wife and my child back at any cost.
Well, Dr. Suleiman, we know you're a Muslim, that you began this work when your Sufi leader told you that your mission was to serve all people of all races and religions and colors and classes. You've been held up at gunpoint in Bosnia. You've been in dangerous war zones. You have been in the trenches. Where do you put this experience, this failed rescue of Pierre Corky?
Look, I think we need to go back. We seriously, as all human beings in all governments, we seriously need to look at how we're operating in the world. Because all what is happening is a symptom of a bigger problem. And we are only trying to solve the symptoms and putting Band-Aid on the top. Because this kind of issue is fueled by extremism and anger. And we're not winning. As many guns and machines and tanks and missiles we are sending, after 10 and 15 years, we are no better from where we started off 15 years ago. And all we achieve is more anger, more hatred, more extremism, and more violence. I think it's time that we seriously look at ourselves, put down the guns, and try to reach out towards each other. That's something that we seriously need to do. If our governments can't do it, then we should do it as people to people.
It's hard to tell people in the U.S. to just go talk with, for instance, the Islamic State or ISIS members who are beheading people. How is that done?
No, you don't talk to them first. You talk to the people who are not fighting you. Because Muslims in the world perceive America as an enemy to Islam and an enemy to Muslims. That is the general perception in the world. How do you solve that problem? I had that perception too. I didn't like American people. I didn't like Americans. Until one day I went to Turkey, and I met a lot of Americans. And I wondered, but What we read about these people and what we see, this is not the same thing, what you see in the media and what you see happening. These are very warm, loving, soft people. Why don't we have that picture of them? Because we don't have contact. And the more we start interacting with each other, I think the more we can make bridges. And then those in our own countries can talk to people like ISIS and others and say, you know what is this extremism all about? This is not religious. This is not acceptable. What do you know about these people? And through that, it's not going to happen in 5 days or 50 days or 50 months. It's going to take a long period, but it needs to start somewhere.
That's Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, director and founder of Gift of the Givers. Dr. Suleiman, thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.